Story writer Cowie Hart Hemmings has published a first novel. It is set in Hawaii, and it's called The Descendants. The plot recalls the first line of Anna Karenina: happy families are all alike, but every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, says this family is as wealthy as it is unhappy.
The Kings, blood descendants of a major Hawaiian landowner, are perfectly miserable with some cause. Wife and mother Joni is lying in a coma in a hospital after a boating accident. Matthew, her husband, who's the slightly bewildered landowner and narrator of the Hemmings novel, soon suffers a major psychological blow when he discovers that the dying Joni has been betraying him. Without much warning, Matthew's left to care for their two daughters, 10-year-old Scotty, a bright but annoying child keeping a scrapbook about the family. She wears shirts with mottos such as, "I'm not that kind of girl, but I can be." And then there's teenage Alex, a pretty rebellious drug dabbler with a pathetic wisecracking buddy named Sid in tow to help witness things fall apart. "The tropics make it difficult to mope," Matthew King says as he recounts his story. "I bet in the big cities you can walk down the street scowling and no one will ask you what's wrong or encourage you to smile. But everyone here has the attitude that paradise reigns supreme." He's not so high on paradise. "The scraps of the moments in our lives" is how he describes his younger daughter's school project. His own tale, a pilgrimage from Joni's hospital bed on one island to the vacation retreat of her lover and his family on another island and back again, is something like that too, a scraped-together narrative of familial misery, hope, and the flailing about of love.
Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He's editor of Seeing Ourselves, Great Stories of America's Past. This is NPR, National Public Radio.